Greetings, good and gracious gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that weekly celebration of everything retro but with a modern twist. And after a couple of weeks of talking retro collectibles and arcade one-up machines and the like, it's time to go back to our roots with another great gamers quiz, the trivia tradition this show is known for. But for those of you who are unfamiliar, well, this is basically a way to test your gaming knowledge and prowess across a wide range of gaming genres and categories. And this week, that means testing how much you know about gaming collecting, the most valuable and/or rare games, consoles, collectibles, and whatnot that people commonly go heads over heels for today. And by the nature of this niche material, this particular quiz might just prove a bit more challenging than usual. But that's alright, whether you score a big fat 0 or a perfect 10, there's always something new to learn here. And so, to start things off, what better way to get started than a obscure tune from an obscure game? Can you name the title this piece belongs to? An interesting tune. In some ways it's chirpy and whimsical, but also somewhat teasing and taunting. But that's somewhat fitting as it belongs to Wario Land VB, otherwise known as Wario Land Virtual Boy. You know, that ill-fated portable Game Boy / virtual reality machine Nintendo tried to sell back in 1995. Wario Land here was actually one of the system's bigger hits, but I say hit loosely as any Virtual Boy game is pretty obscure by today's standards. Anyway, this particular tune goes to level 3 of that game. Alright, question 2. What is the rarest Atari 2600 game of all time? Well, this is believed to be a game called Air Raid, of which only 2 boxed copies are known to exist. It's also the only title released by its company, Men of Vision, if I'm saying that right. One of these boxed copies sold for $31,600 back in 2010, the other boxed copy for $14,000 in 2012. Might you be lucky enough to have that rare third boxed copy lying around somewhere? Time to start checking your basements and parents' attics. Question 3. So, there are dozens of valuable NES games out there, but once games that are still sealed are included in this mix, the prices super skyrocket even further. Indeed, as of January 2020, what is considered to be the most valuable sealed NES game of all time? People listening to this show probably know the answer already. The title for most valuable sealed NES game goes to a first printing, still sticker sealed, copy of Super Mario Brothers. Back in February 2019, a copy sold for $1,150, although speculators claim the game could already sell again at many more times that. So yeah, if you're looking to way overpay for a copy of Super Mario Brothers, keep your eyes peeled for that next auction. Question 4. Legend has it that the U.S. government once planted this notorious machine in select arcades as an experiment to test its psychedelic effects on innocent players. These people supposedly experienced a rash of health issues after the fact, fostering a disturbing urban legend that persists to this day. What is this mythical game? The game in question is Polybius, an urban legend that, according to Wikipedia, originated around the turn of the century. Supposedly, the government deployed these machines to run weird psychological experiments on unsuspecting players back in the early 1980s. Unfortunately, the game has never surfaced to prove the legend true, but some circumstantial evidence remains to at least suggest that there might be a kernel of truth to the proceedings. I recommend watching the Angry Video Game Nerd's video about this subject on YouTube. It's one of his best. Question 5. The TurboGrafx-16's library is full of high-dollar items, but this one generally commands the most in North America. Name this game. Magical Chase is generally regarded as the system's priciest gem, although the Dynastic Hero and Legend of Hero Tanma are close seconds. Question 6. Discovered in 2015, this incredible prototype console is believed to be the only one of its kind, and thus practically priceless, a true holy grail amongst collectors. Indeed, it represents a legendary, if failed, collaboration between two of gaming's greatest and enduring companies. Provide the name for this almost mythical machine. Known as the Nintendo PlayStation, a single lowly unit was uncovered via an online bankruptcy auction back in 2015. It's now slated to be resold through Heritage Auctions come February 27th, 2020. It's anyone's guess what the console will eventually sell for, but some are predicting prices of $1 million and beyond. Personally, I'd prefer to see this angelic relic donated to a museum for historical preservation. But, money speaks louder than virtue, it seems. Question 7. This obscure Sonic the Hedgehog arcade game has never been re-released, to home consoles or otherwise. What is this aptly named Sonic title? Well, titled. Called Sega Sonic the Hedgehog, this quirky isometric auto-scroller saw the blue blur joined by pals Ray the Flying Squirrel and Mighty the Armadillo as they scrambled to escape Dr. Robotnik's clutches. The fact it used a trackball is likely why it never saw a proper home port. As for why it's called Sega Sonic versus, well, just Sonic, rumor has it that Sega forgot to trademark the term back in 1993. During that interim period, Sega Sonic was used to avoid any unnecessary legal wrangling. Question 8. What are generally regarded as the two most valuable Nintendo amiibos thanks to some odd manufacturing defects? Whether they're really worth this much is up to debate, but a Legolas Princess Peach went for $25,100 at auction. and a dual cannon Samus Aran, who sports an arm cannon on both of her arms, went for $2,500. A worthy investment? You decide. Question 9. In a strange historic footnote, this PS1 light gun game boasted a limited edition version that stands as one of the system's rarest and most sought after collectible slash promotional item. Can you identify this truly excellent piece of gaming exotica? The game is Elemental Gearbolt, developed by Alpha Systems and published in America by Working Designs. This deluxe version, however, is known as the Assassin's Case Edition, of which only 40 were apparently produced. Given out to a CES 1998 contest winner, certain E3 1998 attendees, various magazine editors, and industry veterans, this entrancing package features a gold-plated gun con inside a brushed aluminum briefcase, along with a copy of the game itself and a gold-plated memory card. Funny enough, even this exclusive item had its own sub-variant, as some cases packed a red memory card instead. Today, this set can fetch well into the thousands of dollars, no matter which sub-variant we're talking about. But even the stock version of Elemental Gearbolt, the one without all the bells and whistles, is still one of the PS1's most sought-after titles. And finally, question 10. Name the rarest PS4 physical game as of January 2020. Poop Slinger! That's right, this coveted title, with its refined, dignified gameplay, apparently was released by indie publisher Limited Rare Games, not to be confused with Limited Run Games. The story is a long and bizarre one that can't really be addressed here, but suffice it to say, this tiny company didn't really know what it was doing, releasing Poop Slinger on April Fool's Day. And through a supremely amateurish website that led the few people who knew about its existence to assume it was a joke or a scam. In the end, only 84 copies were sold, making it the rarest of all PS4 collectibles. Alright, and now a bonus question before we tally those scores. Here's another obscure little ditty for you to identify. Yep, it's another Virtual Boy title. This time it's 1995's Mario Clash, the very first level theme. Like Wario Land, this game is obscure, but not as obscure as many of the other Virtual Boy titles, probably because it's, well, Mario. Although, this is still pretty much the black sheep, or maybe I should say black and red sheep, of the Mario series. You don't hear about Mario Clash much these days. Okay then, that was 11 questions. How many did you manage to pull off correctly? I know this was a tougher Great Gamers quiz than usual, but heck, if you even got a few right, that's pretty good in my book. So let's say if you scored 0, that's bad, 1 through 6 correct, then you are a Super Luigi, which is actually quite good. If you pulled off 7 through 9 right, then I'd say you are a definite Super Mario. And for those few of you who pulled off that magic 10 or 11 number, I'd say you are a sweet Princess Peach. Because really, is there a lovelier creature out there? And so concludes then another episode of the Daily Days podcast. Thanks for listening as always, and I hope you return next week for another retro topic of one kind or another. This is Mr. Picario signing off for now.